I love
Portolero
Radio.
Welcome to Our Future Hood, a series of shows and podcasts about how we can work together to create a greener future. It's part of the Mayor of London's Future Neighbourhoods 2030 programme. In the process, we hope to be helping ourselves as well as our bit of the planet. Each programme looks at a different topic, and in this one we're looking at active travel. What that means is making journeys in physically active ways like walking, cycling or scootering, and moving from A to B in ways that don't use fossil fuels. Active travel is good for the environment and it's also good for us. A third of all adults in England are damaging their health due to a lack of physical activity. Sedentary lifestyles and inactivity raise the risk of health problems, such as heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and some cancers. Air pollution is the biggest environmental threat to health in the UK. And active travel can also save you money in petrol, parking, bus, and tube fares. London can feel like a big, scary place to start cycling in, so we sat down with some local experts to help get you started. Valerie, a freelance bike instructor, Zoe Portlock, who runs Bike Works, and Nick Burton from Grenfell Health and Wellbeing.
You're listening to Portobello Talk Radio, the authentic voice of Ladbroke Grove.
I'd like to welcome Valerie. Hi, Valerie.
Hello, Piers.
You're a cycle instructor, aren't you?
I am indeed, yes.
And Zoe Portlock. Zoe, you run Bike Works.
Yes, I do, Piers. Good to be here.
Great. And Nick Burton from Grenfell Health and Wellbeing.
Yeah, nice to meet you, Piers.
So active travel essentially is about walking and cycling, and it brings great benefits in three main areas. It obviously benefits the environment because the transport sector is estimated to be responsible for nearly 30% of the UK greenhouse gases. It is good for our health. Employees who are physically active take 27% fewer sick days than their colleagues. And it's good for the cost of living because, of course, if you were to go to work in the West End every day from Latimer Road Tube, that would cost you £6.20 a day, and over 5 day week, that is £31. So there are lots of reasons to get on your bike. But Valerie, you teach a lot of people, and there are confidence issues, aren't there, about getting on a bike?
There are. A lot of people are either scared of getting on a bike because they've had an experience maybe as a child when they fell off and they still have that memory in their head. Other people just look at London traffic and think, goodness, how on earth am I going to negotiate this? Various obstacles as to why people might be scared of riding.
How do you address that?
Well, first of all, in London, everybody has the right to have 2 hours of 2 hour lessons. So two lessons, 2 hours long, for free to have a cycle instructor designated just for them to teach them to ride.
Wow.
or to help improve their riding or to help organise a route from their home to work to get to work.
No, not many people know that.
No, and it's absolutely free, sponsored by TfL. The money drops down from TfL into local authorities, and the local authorities have the various different service providers, and that money goes into those companies, and then they employ freelance instructors like myself to deliver that service. And we may teach young people, it may be old people, older people, it may be, I think the oldest lady I've ever taught was 78 years old, and I got her cycling, and she had an amazing time in cycling in the parks in East London. So various ages and various levels, complete beginners, lots of complete beginners, lots of improvers, lots of people that might already cycle, a bit anxious, can cycle in the parks, but maybe want to have confidence to cycle on the road.
How do people find that?
They can go to their local authority website and look in cycling, and every local authority has their own providers and their own routes into it. Or right now I'm talking to Zoe, so you can go on BikeWorks website.
Zoe, BikeWorks works across a number of different cycle initiatives. Tell us a little bit about the history of BikeWorks.
So Bikework's been running for 18 years now. We celebrated our birthday this month. And we work with cycle instructors like Valerie, who are what we call bikeability instructors. So Valerie will have a bikeability qualification, and she'll be able to take you from off-road, as we call it, so in parks, getting confidence levels up, and then working around really setting a goal that works for you. So if you want to go on road, that may well be that actually you've got a particular route in mind that you want to use. So those free TFL-funded sessions are really important. What we do at Bikeworks is we complement that. So we know that for everyone, that might not work. So if you're very low confidence or you feel low skilled around your cycling knowledge, you have a longer journey into cycling, we'll work with you at your level and your pace. So we're a social enterprise. As a not-for-profit, everything we do is about generating a surplus that enables us to keep our all ability clubs open. So you'll find us every Friday and every other Saturday down at Little Wormwood Scrubs. And there's a team of instructors there who are very welcoming and friendly. In addition to that, we also have a Cycle Connect service. Again, Valerie is a cycle pilot for that service and works along with Irma and SJ, that local people may have seen out and about on a really incredible cycle. So the side-by-side is two seats at the front, two at the back, and then the cycle pilot will pick you up, and it's very much dedicated to isolated, excluded people, people that might have fears around their own safety and getting out and about in the community. And you can basically book a 90-minute, up to a 90-minute trip with the cycle pilot with your friends and other people on there as well. Go and visit a community session or have a tour around a part of the borough or a park that you might not know, and have a really good time. So it's a real, like, we call them the smile machines, actually, Piers.
And I went to meet one of the smile machines at Bikeworks HQ in Maxilla to find out more.
My name's Irma Tavernier. And I am a Cycle Connect pilot, and I work for Bikeworks. Simply, I take people out. I have bookings, so I take them out for a ride. It could be a well-being ride. It could be shopping, and it could be a lift, hop-on and hop-off, a lift to appointments. So that's what I do. Engage in conversation. And help sometimes with little bits of shopping, and you know, just be attentive to where the clients want to go.
What kind of people use the Cycle Connect service?
So there's a variety of people. Some is differently able, really. We have people that want to be taken somewhere to. For instance, the other day we went to the horse riding place. They want to go and do an activity somewhere. So they just want a general lift and a pleasant ride until they get there, and then I take them back. There's people less able to walk, so they might want to go to the market. There's a lady, she hadn't walked in the market for years, so I take the two-seater, and we can actually go in the market because she can feel the fruit and, you know, go about her kind of everyday life, so which means a lot to her, because other than using the side-by-side, she wouldn't be able to do that. There's some people that do their shopping because they can't carry, the load is too much. They shop for a month, so the side-by-side can, it's got trays on the front and the back, so they can load up their shopping and be able to get their shopping from A to B. There's a lady I pick up, she's partially blind, and she likes to go for a ride. She likes the feel of the wind, and you know, and especially on the nicer days. But she's one of our diehards. She likes to be out in all kinds of weather as well.
I also met Julian, who used to run Metro Youth Club back in the day. He's one of Irma's regulars. He uses Cycle Connect to catch up with old friends in the neighbourhood. You're a service user. How is it for you?
Very comfortable and very useful. I don't walk very well. I've got some serious spinal issues and spinal cord. And it allows me to get a little exercise for my legs and a little company, and actually to take advantage of the weather when it's like today. You know, I mean, I actually used it on Wednesday because they had some spare time. And Irma took me down to Ladbroke Grove and Grenfell Tower, and she's like my personal driver.
Portobello Radio.
But a lot of people actually use the Cycle Connect to do their shopping or do some chores or to go to a class.
Absolutely. So it's a really practical form of transport. And, you know, when we're talking about London, busy in a city environments, it's about shared space. So active travel is about how you can use cycling, e-scooters, e-cycles, also walking. So getting around the boroughs differently or the local neighbourhoods and communities differently. So there isn't any one preferred method, and actually the benefits of that around well-being, getting out of cars and off of public transport is really, you know, a positive thing.
Nick, you work with Grenfell Health and Wellbeing, and you work at St Charles's, you work on Lankwest, you work all around Nottingdale. What are the health benefits, do you think, of people getting out of their cars?
Cycling is good for your heart, it's good for your brain, good for just having those moments a bit more slower. Car drivers, I do drive a car.
Yeah, are you famous for that?
We spend a lot of, you know, I cycle as well, but a lot of time frustrated and our own mental health, being in an environment where you're tense all the time. I mean, driving in Kent and Chelsea is unbelievable. Most of my time is in traffic jams, thinking about, you know, come on, move on. But now with cycling, it's a much more kind of, it gives you time to think, to be within yourself. And say all the physical benefits are there as well.
Yeah. No, I mean, we're going to, during the course of this show, we're going to see if we can persuade you out of your car and onto your bike a little bit more often. I mean, I'm a cyclist. I cycle everywhere. And on the few occasions I do have to drive, because I've got to transport something from A to B, I find my stress levels going through the roof.
It's much more easier to cycle from A to B than it is to drive to A to B now, especially in London. Most of my time is in my car is frustration of trying to get there on time or to a place. But then cycling, it'd be half the time, just nip in and out. And you do have that, you know, that space and awareness of your surroundings. You don't actually need to convince me now. I'm going to be on my bike a lot more.
The other issue, of course, that cycling mitigates a lot is the environment, is air pollution, because between 28,000 and 36,000 deaths each year are attributed to air pollution. As we said a moment earlier, transport is responsible for 28% of those greenhouse gases. In this area, we are both sort of blighted and blessed, aren't we, by the Westway? Because on the one hand, it is a very big road with loads of particulates pouring over the side. On the other hand, it does mean that a lot of the big traffic has been taken over our heads. And actually, up here in North Kensington, it's a villagey atmosphere. And you really can, it's easy to cycle around.
Absolutely, yeah. North Kensington has all its little routes in and routes out, and we're actually blessed around here too, because we have little pockets of green space. I launched an initiative called Cycle for Wellbeing along with Bikeworks a few years back, and we literally train people in the local area, and then we take them to green spaces, do some little bit of breathing, a minute of meditation maybe, and then we go to the next green space. So we introduce people to green spaces in their local area. And we are fortunate here, like you said, because the traffic is taken away because of the Westway. We have those pockets of spaces. But cycling itself is just well-being. You know, just the happiness and the joy it brings and the emancipation that people feel while they're cycling. There's something special about getting from place to place, A to B, on your own, in your from your own power.
Mm-hmm. No, your own energy has driven you rather than fossil fuels.
Absolutely, yes.
I'm in the process of stopping nicotine. I stopped smoking and I started vaping, and I've just stopped vaping. And I find, for instance, that when I get a craving, if I jump on my bike and cycle, you know, to Hyde Park or around Little Wormwood Scrubs, by the time I get back home, my cravings have disappeared.
Absolutely. And that will be the endorphins, that will be the cortisol, that will be everything, all the positive hormones that are kicking in that cycling brings. That upliftment, it's just so good for you, not just physically, but as you mentioned, mentally as well.
Yeah, and there's another part to this as well, which is if you do group cycling, it's a really great way of connecting with people. So, you know, in our neighbourhoods, we might feel quite awkward just going up to strangers out of the blue, maybe if you're a dog walker, less so. But having a cycle and having an activity that brings people together, where actually you don't have to pay to go off into a leisure centre, you know, as long as you can have access to a cycle. And a lot of the groups now do actually access some of the e-cycles so that you can bring those together and use those in a very different way. But that connectivity with people and place, I think, is so important for our well-being. And you can do that cycling and walking. And of course, you know, we even have skill sessions around increasing your confidence on using e-cycles and e-scooters as well, because that's so important that people understand the skills that they need for safe riding.
Everyone knows that Copenhagen and Amsterdam are cycling cities. They're famous for it. Recently, the mayor of Paris has managed to turn Paris into a cycling city. There are now more journeys in Paris taken by bike than there are by car. How can we turn London into more of a cycling city? We've talked a little bit about confidence, and Valerie, that the news that we could have a free session from TFL, two free sessions
from TFL, and everybody in London's entitled to it.
That is absolutely
so. Get on
brilliant.
Your local authority website, because you're entitled to it and it's free. Why not use it?
There are other barriers, aren't there, to bikes? We mentioned storage a moment ago.
Yeah.
Because if you live in a flat, you know, your neighbours don't like you clogging up the common parts, and then it, you know, unless you've got a balcony with nothing else on it.
Yeah.
Is one of the issues. One of the other issues, of course, is security.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely knowing the type of lock to invest in, and they are all shapes and sizes, quite literally. So getting some intelligence around that will really help. Also, you know, maybe not having the nicest looking bike helps as well. But the storage one in particular is for any inner city. So it's really, you know, a positive thing that Paris are leading the way. You know, they have exactly the same issues that we do in London. And obviously on the back of the Paris 2024 Olympics, it's just a really incredible thing that they've actually looked to achieve this. So that ambition we can bring into London, but that should be at the same time worked in around each neighbourhood and local authority that does need to provide some level of safe storage, particularly if you live in high-rise flats. We live in a very densely populated city environment, and so most people do not have access even to a balcony at times. And, you know, we've all looked up and seen, you know, the three bikes all locked up on a balcony scenario. And so there is also a conversation here about ensuring that clubs exist outside of, you know, school term times and, you know, at the weekends for people to really get on a bike and positively engage with cycling. And so, yeah, the idea of ensuring that people have access and also know how to access the e-cycles as well. They're a positive thing. I get that they are also a nuisance. So I totally understand that as a walker, a cyclist, someone that uses public transport and also a car. You know, we all use different types of transport, but we should all be doing that in a way that we're recognising that leaving cycles in places and spaces where wheelchair users, people with mobility issues and prams actually can't get through is not a great thing for community spirit.
The other issue, of course, is that not many people know how to maintain a bike. You know, even mending a puncture can be quite difficult.
Yeah, absolutely. There's nothing more empowering than just knowing how to fix your own puncture. So it is really, if you can learn some of the basics, then the everyday fixes that you'll need, you know, you'll feel even more confident knowing that if you get caught out, that you've got some awareness as to how to, you know, get that cycle back on the road. So we do that in a couple of ways. One way is we have one day maintenance courses that can be paid for. They get delivered at the weekend. We're also looking at bringing those in during an evening time as well to better accommodate people who are working. You might want to even gift one this Christmas, you know, to a loved one. And then we also have our Dr. Bike sessions that are delivered for free. So whilst, please do not bring, you know, your worst case scenario cycle to us, because they are just a health check, but we have these amazing cycle mechanics that deliver Dr. Bike, and they're just so good at taking you through the basics, what to look for on your bike, and also giving you a bit of a general costing on any larger repairs. So it's like anything, you know, you just kind of want to know that you're not going to be stitched up financially if you take something into a shop for a repair. So going in and knowing what you're saying and asking for is really important. So do check out Dr. Bike sessions. We advertise those on our website and also through RBKC and Westminster as well.
I've come down to the Kensington Leisure Centre, where there's a Fix-It Festival every third Saturday of the month, and I've brought my bicycle to see Dr. Bike. And I'm here with Pablo, who's taking a look at my bike. What are your first impressions of my bike?
Well, it's a good bike. I mean, you can see that it's been running for a few years. It does need a little bit of care and attention, but apart from that, you know, it's an excellent bike.
Why is it so important that people should keep their bikes maintained?
Well, in the long run, it costs you less, because it's just a little bit of oil on the chain will avoid excessive wear. Also for safety reasons, to maintain your brakes in good working order, and your tyres, you know, properly inflated, so they don't get worn as much.
Is it easy for people to keep their bike maintained? I mean, I know Dr. Bike does regular sessions.
Yeah. I mean, it's only, like I said, a little bit of oil here and there. And a little bit of air on the tyres every couple of weeks. And so perhaps maybe every 2-3 months, just a visit to the bike shop just to have a check on the brakes, and if you don't feel confident to check them yourself.
Dr. Bike can be found at the Fix-It Festivals, which take place on the third Saturday of every month at the Leisure Centre on Silchester Road. And are they also at Nourish still?
Yes, they are indeed.
Nick, from what you've heard, are you becoming convinced that you've got to get back on your bicycle?
Yeah, absolutely. I've visited myself, going around the whole community now on my bike. and it's a good way to meet people as well. So I'd definitely be sorting out my bike and, as I say, get on your bike. And it's good, just as I say, for health benefits, for my own mental well-being. And yeah, for sure.
Nick, can I just say something? I'd love to take you out around our local area and just kind of introduce you to the area a bit on the back of a bike, and maybe tap into some green spaces if you'd like that.
I think that'd be amazing.
Amazing.
Amazing. I mean, I know the area very well. You know, I like walking as well. So, and observing how beautiful our area is, but and all the green spaces, and because you know, with my dogs as well. But yeah, I'd love to.
Brilliant.
You
know, well, let's organise that.
Yeah, just have that. Probably not in the rain.
No, absolutely. Yeah, and maybe we'll go to maybe the All Ability Club, and yeah, you can see how that works out as well, which is a special club that we run at Little Wormwood Scrubs.
That's a really inspiring scene.
Yeah, you went there, didn't you? You were there the other day.
All Ability Club. I was there the other day, and it's people with all sorts of health issues.
There are people with all kinds of abilities and lack of abilities. That's why we call it All Ability. And it's a great space. It's in Little Wormwood Scrubs every Friday and every other Saturday. It's completely free. Starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. And the Friday session finishes at 1:30. The Saturday session finishes at 12. And basically, there are assisted bicycles there, three-wheelers, four-wheelers as well, with people can actually do manually, or there is an electric one that can also be ridden by a pilot as well as the person, the passenger. And it's basically a way that people can access sustainable travel who might not actually be able to walk. We have a lot of people who come in cars and they can't actually walk, but they get on the bike and they can, they're in charge of their own body suddenly, and it's so emancipating and so freeing. And as an instructor who leads that session, it's just very fulfilling as well to see, and the joy that it brings is phenomenal. During lockdown, it was the only thing that we were able to still keep up, I think.
Absolutely,
yeah. Wasn't it, Zoe?
Yeah, and that bit that you've just touched on, Valerie, which is the independence and freedom that we all expect in our everyday life, actually isn't afforded to everyone. So the idea that you can come to a club for free, bring friends, family as well, or carers with you, and actually all the team themselves are well equipped to understanding different health conditions. So you might have MS, you might have cerebral palsy. It may be that you're at a prehabilitation stage and wanting to get healthier around maybe cancer treatment or other treatments where a GP might have advised you that actually you need to strengthen yourself a little bit before operations or medication. And we've got a cycle there for everyone. The bit the team are really skilled at is also making adjustments on the bike. So there is no one size fits all or one type of bike fits all. So being able to have your feet put on the actual pedals in a safe way and actually being provided with that advice as well is just a really positive experience. So it's a very practical way of just addressing a very basic barrier. Which is, there's a whole range of these amazing bikes. They've got even better over the years. I mean, some of the bikes are just super looking, aren't they, Valerie? Colours,
yeah,
the look of them. I mean, they're incredible. Yeah. And of course, you get the joy that you don't have to fix any of these because we get that job.
Absolutely. We've actually had so many tears of joy in that club. It's a privilege to work in that club. It really is, because people come there and maybe they've had accidents, maybe they've had strokes, some kind of health issues, and they have the ability of walking that a lot of us take for granted has been taken away from them. And suddenly we give them a bike and suddenly they're able to move. And it's just phenomenal, the joy that that club brings and individuals have, and the freedom of emancipation that people feel is amazing and beautiful and a privilege, like I said, to be a part of.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because everything we've said in this conversation reinforces what pretty much everybody already knows, that active travel is preferable. It's preferable from health reasons, it's preferable from financial reasons, it's preferable for the environment. But nevertheless, there are barriers, aren't there, to people actually jumping on their bike or walking. You know, if you're coming from Nottingdale to Portobello Road, it's only a half mile walk, isn't it? What are the psychological barriers to people getting active? Is there something we could be doing to help people?
Yeah, I think it's just communication, you know, to like these things that we're doing now to get people to understand. Like, I've learned a lot, you know, about the things that are available in our community, you know, all the cycle clubs and everything, and the maintenance and everything. So a lot of people don't actually know that. And so they just have that in the back of their mind maybe, or don't even think about cycling. But if they see more and more people actually cycling, I know, so we've got all these like Lime bikes and everything now, and a lot of the youth are using them a lot now. I know they park them in the wrong places a lot of the time, but it's getting more and more. And other people see that and think, I'll have a go on that. Actually, I've never been on a Lime bike myself.
Well, not advice. And Barry, what would your tips be?
First of all, I want people to know you can do it. First of all. Because I think, first of all, people think, oh, I can't do that. They see people on bicycles and they're zipping around. I wish I could do that, but I can't do it. So first of all, I want them to know, yes, you can do it. Secondly, I would say, go online, go on your local authority website, book yourself that free service that you're allowed to have, the free cycling instructor one-to-one. And if you don't want to do that, then come to Wormwood Scrubs on a Friday. It's free. There's nothing you have to sign beforehand. You just pop in. It's a drop-in session. A lot of people are a bit wary about filling in forms maybe online before they know what they're getting themselves involved in. So come along, try it out. Take a bike around Little Wormwood Scrubs. You can take a bike out for 15, 20 minutes. And even if you can't ride it, there'll be instructors there that will get you going. Try some of our more accessible bikes, maybe three-wheelers or four-wheeler bikes. Come around there. And then also maybe contact Bike Works as well for what sessions they may be running regarding group sessions. Because as Zoe said, a group session is a great way to connect with your local community. And also I've led quite a few group sessions in the past, and lots of people make really good friends as a result of it. And it becomes a way that they can kind of just gradually lead into cycling. But it is for everybody. It's not for the elite. You don't have to have a fancy Brompton to ride around or a nice sports bike. Everyone can ride, and they have that ability to be able to access that if they want to.
Because you actually gave up a very successful career in TV to become a cycle instructor.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I haven't totally given up my media career. I still get pulled into things, such as this today. So, I was at a stage in my career where I'd done a lot of work, a lot of successful projects, enjoyed it, but felt I wanted to do something more, make more of a contribution. Cycle instructing came along. I just took the course. I thought, oh, this will be fun. And then didn't realise just how much I would not only be able to deliver to people, but I would benefit from it. And it's just been a joy because I can see the small differences that I can make along the way, be it in schools with children, leading bike ability courses, or with individuals. And I know people that I've taught in the local area, they'll come up at me, they might see me in Sainsbury's in the queue, and they'll be like, I'm riding my bike and I'm doing this and these are my kids and guess what, I'm riding with them. And it's such a joy to see. It's such a joy to see, and I'm so grateful that I get that privilege. And, you know, it's small little incremental differences, but it makes a difference to those people's lives. One lady, a lovely Muslim lady that I taught, she was really nervous, and she cycles around everywhere now, and I see her, and she waves at me, and she's got her kids behind her cycling. And it just makes you feel great, and it makes you feel really good. So for me, it was a great decision, and I'm really privileged that I'm a part of that, and I'm grateful that I'm able to make a little contribution in a way to my community.
Well, that All Ability Club at Little Wormwood Scrubs is very inspirational, seeing people of all ages and all abilities coming together and enjoying cycling, you know, overcoming physical barriers to it and enjoying it,
isn't it? It's great.
So Bike Works, of course, is dedicated to spreading the word about cycling. How do you feel that we can get more people onto their bikes, out of their cars, onto their feet, traveling without causing emissions?
Yeah, I think Nick really hit the nail on the head, which is the more that we identify with cyclists, so the more, you know, as a time when cycle instructors may have been a very male-dominated world, and we've got people like Valerie and others who have come into the cycle instructing world, which increases diversity and people feeling very encouraged and supported by knowing that they can choose an instructor that they would feel most comfortable with. Moving on from that, as you say, Nick, it's looking around and going, oh, actually, there's people like me on bikes, you know, and they're doing things that I would never have imagined that I'd feel comfortable doing. So that bit there around seeing more people cycling that you can identify with, I think it's great. The young people are coming through now and they're really hitting what we call in the cycling world the micromobility sector like ways I've never seen. I mean, we'd never imagined this, you know, and it's because of situations such as COVID that really come in and knocked us forward in behaviour change. I think it's definitely around addressing those practical issues, but ensuring that people know that you don't have to race about or look the most confident, that actually, you know, we can just get on our bikes and do as much as we feel we want to. I think also having in mind what that will benefit for you is really important. For a lot of our women who join us, it's always about the kids, the motivating factors. You know, I want to be able to get out with the kids. You know, it's so embarrassing. My son's really asking me to do this, or I want to be a good role model for my daughter. And also that bit around physical activity. The more we move our bodies, the better our mental well-being is, you know. So, yeah, really think about what it is you want to do and achieve from it, and set some really small goals. Is it just about popping around the local parks, you know, at the weekends with the family, or by yourself just to get out of the house because you're fed up, or it's a nice day, or you've been stuck indoors on the laptop for too long? You know, we all work in different ways now. So set your own goals and what works for you. And if you're really worried about getting the right bike or understanding what the fit might be for you, come down and just speak to one of our instructors at All Ability.
Believe it or not, I used to be nervous riding my bike before I trained as a cycling instructor. I've been a cycling instructor now about 11, 12 years now. But maybe about 18 years ago, I used to see people exactly what Zoe said, riding around bikes and thinking, oh, I wish I could do that. And I was a bit nervous. I was nervous on the roads here. My mother's German, so they have a very good cycling infrastructure over there. And I learned on the roads in Germany. But over here, I just felt it was too busy. I was really nervous. But I was always a little secretly kind of like had this little ambition to one day I would be riding my bike. And then a friend of mine just happened to be leaving the country. She was selling her bike. And I said, right, I'm going to buy this bike. Even though I was still nervous, I thought, well, I'll just ride it in the parks and I'll see how I went. And I literally did that. I started riding in the parks and worked my way up from there. And just randomly, I joined a little cycling kind of local community group and we cycled just around our area. It wasn't a big deal. And that's kind of how I grew my confidence up that way. And look at me now.
I love that.
That is absolutely fabulous. Thank you, everybody. And for all of you listening, we just urge you to get out on your bikes.
Yeah, on your bike.
I hope that our guests have inspired you to get out and about and get active. As you've heard, it's good for your physical and mental health, good for the environment, and can be good for your pocket. It currently costs £31 a week to travel from Latimer Road to Zone 1 every day. If you fancy learning to ride a bike or maybe want to brush up your skills and confidence, the first port of call is the 2 sessions of free training offered by TFL and delivered by the council. Just Google TFL Cycle Training. More information about Cycle Connect and the All Ability Club can be found on the BikeWorks website, bikeworks.org.uk, or just turn up at Little Worm and Scrubs on Friday morning at 11 a.m. My name is Piers Thompson. This is Portobello Radio, your local community radio station, and this series has been supported by the Mayor of London.
Thank you very much for listening. This is Portobello Radio.